Apple has been working on a secret project for the last 10 to 12 years, which is internally referred to as Project Titan. It has been an ambitious project for them because it is related to the first Apple car. Apple has never talked about this project publicly, but internal leaks have caught the eyes of the media. And most of the big players in the tech industry knew that Apple was cooking something up in the car space. Yes, thousands of engineers were working on this project, but in February 2024, a news broke, which shook everyone. Apple closed its most ambitious 10-year-long project. But how did this giant company like Apple failed at this task? In this episode, we'll look at the answer to that. Also, if a small company like Xiaomi can launch a car, then why not Apple? But first, we'll talk about how this project started and how their car project was slowly unveiled. Apple never said anything about it officially. So we searched the web and studied all the media reports to learn about the progress. That's what we'll tell you in this episode. And I know you'll enjoy this one. But before that, to keep me motivated, please consider following to our podcast. The story of Apple's car manufacturing starts from year 2008. Tony Fadell, who had been a part of Apple team, told Bloomberg that in 2008, he dreamt of making a car with Steve Jobs. It would have been a driverless car. That means they dreamt of making a fully autonomous car. But in the years 2008, Apple's iPhone started capturing the market. That's the reason the car project took a backseat. But in 2015, a Dodge Caravan was spotted in San Francisco, California. It was loaded with sensors, and this car looked like an autonomous vehicle. Many brands were testing their autonomous vehicle 10 years ago. They were in the initial phase. Such cars were spotted frequently, so people didn't take it seriously. But everyone took notice when an American news outlet, CBS News, revealed that autonomous Dodge Caravan was leased to Apple. After that, more such news came to the light that Apple is hiring employees of other car makers and making a team of 1,000 employees who will work on Project Titan. They would approve the launch of Apple's car into the market. Apple is a technology company, so they tried doing things differently. The Dodge that was spotted made it clear that they were trying to make an autonomous vehicle, and EVs are going to soon dominate the market. So Apple thought of acquiring a company that is already making EVs with autonomous capabilities. Back then, they wanted to hire Tesla, but that didn't happen, clearly. But in July 2015, news broke that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, visited the BMW headquarters. Perhaps he was interested in BMW's small electric hatchback, called as BMW i3. And he wanted to partner up BMW and manufacture a car. But then the reporters revealed that the partnership between Apple and BMW might be cancelled, because Apple wanted their EV to be entirely based on cloud platform. Perhaps BMW didn't want, or they were actually not capable of making that. That's why the plan were cancelled. And because Apple failed to acquire many automotive brands, they decided to expand and strengthen their Project Titan team. They tried hiring employees from Lamborghini, Audi and Porsche. But as per the reports, process of the team hiring involved many unethical practices. Because in October 2015, a company called Mission Motors blamed Apple for poaching its employees aggressively, which has pushed Mission Motors to the brink of bankruptcy. Which means Apple kept recruiting Mission Motors employees one by one, which created difficulties for that company. That's why Mission Motors filed lawsuits against Apple for poaching. Apple was constantly hiring people. But the next twist in the story came in January 2016 when a news portal like New York Times said that Apple is planning to acquire McLaren, a British sports car company. This news gained a lot of traction. People don't know much about this deal. It obviously didn't go through. But we do know that in 2016, California Department of Motor Vehicles permitted Apple to test self-driving cars. These permits were given to three Lexus RS450H SUVs under the name of Apple. Then, these cars were being tested on the roads. The news portals were getting all the news from the internal sources. But in 2017, Tim Cook told Bloomberg in an interview that they are working on an autonomous driving system. He called it the mother of all AI projects. But some secrets related to this were revealed in 2018 when Apple got Xiaolang Zhang arrested, who was one of their employees, because he was sharing Apple's trade secrets with a Chinese automaker called X Motors. After this report broke, it was revealed that by 2018, 5,000 Apple employees were working on self-driving project. But that was not the end of it. In 2019, the news broke that Apple had bought Drive.ai, which was a self-driving startup. Then there were rumors about Apple's collaboration with Hyundai. There was also the news that Apple hired Tesla's employee Christopher Moore. He handled the self-driving department. Because of these reveals, there were rumors that Apple would launch their own car, which would have advanced autonomous driving. But in 2022, Apple flipped the script. In 2022, Apple released a statement saying that they are planning to turn Apple CarPlay into a full dashboard system. They didn't say anything else. Cut to 2024 February, Bloomberg cited internal sources and published the news that 10 years of ups and downs after investing $10 billion in this project Apple has shut it down. Project Titan has come to an end. But why? Well, nothing has been made clear. After all, Apple never revealed that they'll launch a car, so they wouldn't tell us why they shut it down. But if you think about it, it's not difficult to understand. First, let's understand why Apple wanted to make cars. But before that, go check out my second podcast, which is Deep Dialogues on Human Behavior and Mind Dynamics, available on every podcasting platform. Here, I teach the path to emotional and financial freedom, because there are hundreds of ways to earn money. But if you are not able to handle those emotions and money beliefs, you are likely to lose it all or maybe not even start. All the journey starts from your mind. Come, join me there and find out where are you lacking. So let's get back to our topic. Initially, Apple wanted to make a car because of IoT or Internet of Things. IoT is a network of many connected devices. They are connected to a cloud and each other. You use these devices every day in daily life, like your smartphone, tablet or smart TV or laptop. There's another thing that you use daily, that is your car. And Apple wanted to turn your car into a connected device. But as Apple progressed with their project, they noticed that other brands have made great strides in the connected device system. I'm sure you know that Tesla or random Chinese or Korean companies have cars that are well connected to your phone. So if Apple focused only on connected device in this project, it would have been bad for them. Because Apple is known for innovation. So they shifted their focus early onto the fully autonomous cars. But perhaps they slowly realized that making driverless cars is very difficult. It was troublesome in 2014 and it's still troublesome in 2024. I don't know what went on inside Apple, but we have seen that Teslas and other cars that use autonomous technology, which aren't even fully autonomous, have already crashed millions of times. So even the government don't allow a car to be fully autonomous. So perhaps Apple realized that it was better to stay out of to make a substandard car. We know that if Apple can't innovate, then they stay out of the project. But let's put Apple aside and focus on other technology and mobile phone brands. There are many brands and they are not interested in innovating. For example, Xiaomi. They also launched an electric car, which seems to be inspired from many other cars. But if we look at it from an innovation point of view, it doesn't have much to offer. This car operates on Xiaomi HyperOS, and as a result, the car would easily connect with their smartphones, that is Mi smartphones. But if you all know that, if a person who is driving a car worth 60 lakh rupees wouldn't use an Mi phone. So, I don't know how much and how useful this connected car would be. Also, if you look at Huawei, which is also a Chinese company, they are also progressing on a car technology front. And they are developing software for other brands. Samsung is also planning to launch a car along with French automaker Renault and Sony alongside Honda. So look, these mobile phone brands want to convert your car into a high-tech device. That's why they are trying to make their own cars or they are trying to develop a software for existing cars. But if you think about this, this isn't too special. Many American and Chinese car brands are already making well-connected cars, as I previously said. If you look at this game from Apple's perspective, they have already won because Apple CarPlay is already part of major car brands. So they just have to improve the Apple CarPlay. And they are already in the lead. Well, Apple can make great software, but their dreams of making a car have shattered. But I want to ask you, if Apple was to launch a mediocre car like Xiaomi, which would obviously be made as per Apple's strategy and design, it would able to stir up the pot like iPhone did it on its launch. So yeah, that's it for today. I hope that I have added value to your time. Also, do rate this podcast and leave your suggestions on whichever platform you are on. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome.